wonderful festival. Actually, although Botswana is a small country, but this temple opening was a grand celebration. There were quite a few sannyasis. Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj was there, Jayadita Maharaj was there, Loknath Maharaj was there, Bhakti Nishinga Maharaj was there. And there were 100 devotees, about 100 devotees from South Africa. If I took my team, it would have been 110. And also devotees came from England, devotees came from different other countries. And the first day, which was actually the temple opening, I couldn't make it. But I heard that that was a very nice festival. The temple inauguration, temple opening. The vice president of the country came. And he gave a very nice speech. The ex-president of the country came. And practically the whole of Indian community of Botswana was there. They were there for all 3 days. They were here last night. Till 11:30 people were there. At least that's the time I went up, and still people were there. And it was, and the temple, probably you all know. Do you know who built the temple? One family. Practically one person single-handedly built it. Devakinandan Prabhu. And his whole family is involved, his wife. Actually, they had the deity of Krishna Balaram 16 years back. They were planning to build a temple, or rather have a proper place. But Krishna Balaram had been living his life, I mean, full-size deity. And Krishna Balaram had been living in their house. They have a large house. And they were worshipping the deities. Only the family was taking care of the deity. Initially, of course, the daughter and son were involved, but now the daughter is studying in England. Son also lives in England. And it was just Devakinandan Prabhu and his wife and a few other devotees there who had been coming and taking care. And now he built a grand temple, huge, I mean, very large. I think it's over. It will be... probably each floor is about 15,000 square foot. Maybe even more. A spacious temple, then a hall downstairs. They'll make the hall into a... they'll make it into a restaurant. The facilities, like... we were living in a house adjacent to the temple, which he will move in with his family. He built it. He built the temple, and you know, everything is practically single-handedly. And today I was telling them, this is an unique, you know, example for whole of ISKCON. Never in the history of ISKCON one family built a temple. One man built a temple, and his whole family was supporting. And not only that, they made a presentation last night. His daughter actually is studying in UK, in London. And she also is a very accomplished Bharatanatyam dancer. You know, Bharatanatyam graduation is called Arangatram. Like that certificate actually is given from the school of Madras. So she did her Arangatram. And she, her friends, you know, she was brought up there. And so with a team of about 10, 12 girls, local girls, you know, she made a presentation. First presentation was a Odissi dance. And whatever little I know of, you know, dance, I can say that this presentation was, you know, no less than, you know, presentation they make in India. I mean, the choreography was amazing. And it was all done by her, Radhika. And then they made a presentation of Lord Nrisimhadev's Prahlad Nrisimha pastimes. And I was thinking that another Nrisimhadev presentation. And later on I was speaking to Gauri Prabhu, who used to be the president of Bhaktivedanta Manor. I don't know whether you know him, Scottish disciple of Tamakrishna, very nice devotee. And I was talking to him, and he was telling me, he also thought the same thing. Oh, another, because in ISKCON, this is a very popular one, but I tell you, this presentation was so different from anything that I have seen. I'll give you an idea, like, whole thing was, you know, a musical, recorded musical, and dance presentation. Just to give you an idea, like, how it was so different. Generally, you see, Nrisimhadev comes with lion's head. But the girl who presented that, she didn't have anything. But through sound and movement and abhinaya, you know, you could see that it was Nrisimhadev. She was just an ordinary, you know, regular. I mean, very beautifully done, and this will make a big difference in there. And Loknath Maharaj's presence made a big difference in it, like the kirtan, all the kirtan were extended. Loknath Maharaj's kirtan. Then Jayadutta Maharaj's presence, Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj's presence, I mean, it made a very big difference. This morning I was seeing in Guru Puja and Sringar Arati. I was seeing that yesterday the temple was packed. Today there was hardly anybody. And I told him, you have a big challenge now. Like, you had a glorious start, and to keep up the good work now, keep up the good job, I mean, you have to. And he was telling that it will be a struggle. And he was telling me that he needs so much help. But that's the thing, you know, like, one man with his money can probably do a lot. But to keep the thing going, you need the whole institution. And see Prabhupada's foresight. You know, he just created the institution and told us the importance of the institution. We need brahmacharis, we need... So anyway, let us see. When you all get a chance, or if you want to go for a vacation, then you can go to Botswana. It's a beautiful country. Beautiful country. People are so nice. And initially, I had a lot of problems. My visa was a paper visa. And the visa actually said that I have to present it there, and then they will issue the visa there. And when I went, like, I went to the counter, they said I have to go to the office, so I went to the office, just next door. And there was only one lady. I gave it to her. She asked me to wait outside. I was just sitting there. And then other people came with a similar kind of thing, you know, paper visa. They went to their office. And they came from other African countries. And she was, then some other ladies also came and people came. But they gave them the visa. I was the first one to submit. And I was the last one, and they didn't even call me. So finally, I got so exasperated, I just walked up to the office and I asked him, what's happening? And initially I felt that, you know, it's a kind of discrimination, you know, of the Indian. Which I don't mind. Because probably they do the same thing in India also. Like if an African went to India, probably they would say, I mean, Indians are even worse. So, then, you know, like, then the man, there was a man behind the computer, and he explained to me what actually is the problem. You see, the thing has to be printed out, the visa. And it's a kind of, then they stick it on the passport. And the visa is not coming out all right. In the computer there is some signal that is saying that, you know, it's not coming up. So I said, the printout is there, just stick it up and give me a, put a stamp, let me go up. And when I started to talk to them, you know, they were so friendly. Everyone completely changed. I was standing in front of the computer, they also came. There are three, four other ladies. They also came and they sat, they stood there watching what's happening in the computer. My computer did say that the visa is not up to satisfaction or something like that, you know. And so the man asked me, are you going to come back again? Because his thing was that, like, if I didn't come back, then probably there won't be any problem. But if I want to apply for another visa, then maybe. So anyway, so I told him, just give it to me. I may come back, I may not come back. At that time, actually, it has been over 45 minutes. And at that time, I was thinking that I'm not going to come back to this. And I was cursing myself for accepting that invitation. And I was thinking, why did I come? Already I was not feeling well. And the night before that, I didn't get a wink of sleep. I couldn't sleep at all the whole night. And then I had to take, and then I had to face all that. But then the experience after that had been so wonderful. And I found the people are actually very nice people. And in the temple also I had some, you know, very dignified looking people came and I spoke to them. And they were very nice. And then Rasamrita, Jivani's mother, she was staying in a lodge. And she was also telling me yesterday that people here are so nice. So the thing is, in the immigration you get one impression, and when you come into the country, it's another impression. And that country has the best, the highest, most progressive African country, actually. And that's the first, and Mauritius is second. And that country is diamond rich, like 90% of the revenue comes from diamond. Not 90, 80. And they get everything from South Africa. South Africa and Kenya. They hardly have any resources that way, but all they have is money. And that way Mauritius is contesting that they have diamond, that's why. But we have no natural resources, and we are, you have termed as second, actually you should consider us to be the first. Anyway, I had a wonderful time, and yesterday I was telling them that I felt so happy that I came. Last night, they wanted me to speak in the main program. Like, in between two, like they had the first thing was the Odissi dance called Pushpanjali, which is kind of an invocation. And then I spoke. And after that they had the second Ramana. And then there was the local people. They gave us gifts and things. Anyway, so, and now I'm happy to be back in South Africa. I mean, when you go to those places, you know, like coming back to South Africa, it's such a treat. And I'm so happy to meet Shyamalal Prabhu. And I was thinking of calling, I mean, Shyamalal Prabhu, there was no phone, my phone was not working, and I didn't want to tax Devkinandan, and I could have used his phone. But he was also so busy. And yeah, another thing is that a group of devotees, not group, two devotees came from Mayapur Gurukul. They conducted the deity installation and all that. Very first class, very first. Okay, so we'll have a session afterwards, and now let me take a quick shower and then I'll take Prashad. Shyamalal Prabhu, I hope I'm not delaying you.
No, Maharaj.
Srimurti, what time Shyamalal Prabhu is supposed to take Prashad?
Maharaj.
Okay, I'll quickly just...
Maharaj, please, look, you're there, and I'm as your servant. Please do your service there inside. Please, please, please. Thank you.
You are proper servant,
and please.
We are four servants at all.
I'm really.
I'll see you. Take a seat now. Yeah, please. How are you doing?
We must carry it, isn't it?
Everyone's here for
this.
Okay.
For this.
No,
it's not necessarily this. This, whatever it is.
Really?
Thank you. I understand because everybody on service, job.
Yeah, I understand. Thank you. Oh, 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 I just took just now. No, I took after you left.
It's not possible to take lunch. That was just too heavy.
All of them.